Paul, tell us about the Congleton Christmas Collection.
Ho, ho, ho. It's that time of year again. Congleton Christmas Collection is the registered name for what everybody knows as Congleton Santa. I remember Congleton Santa as a little lad, coming down the street, the music blaring. You'd race out with mum to get given the switch by Santa. It was absolutely magical. Mm-hmm. So I got involved with it 10 years ago. And originally at the time, it was run by the Round Table. The Round Table celebrated 60th anniversary in 2013, so they've been doing it for a long, long while. But unfortunately, the Round Table disbanded and Santa was to stop. And a couple of ex-tablers, myself, a couple of the family and everything said, we can't let Santa stop no matter what we do. So we inherited the sleigh from the Round Table. It was in a right state. It's a shame, but over the years, it just doesn't get the maintenance it needed. We got in touch with local garages and fortunately, Stuart Beardmore at Beardmore Motors in Congleton, great guy. He took the sleigh in and he completely overhauled it, welded new axles on there, strengtheners in there. A guy called David at Bobo Powder Coating in Stoke, he refurbished all the wheels for me. We've got a great network of support out there. So we got the sleigh, we got it all refurbished, got it all sorted, and we started touring Congleton.
Obviously, I mean, it's a great idea. Obviously, you didn't want to see it come to an end because even people our age remember that feeling, don't they? You'd hear the Christmas music, you know, and off you go and do it. So it's great that you're doing it, but there's a lot more to it than that, isn't there? It's not just taking it out on routes. There's obviously quite a bit of work that goes on beforehand.
Yeah, there's loads of planning. Every year we have a session where we check through the sleigh. It goes in for a check at Alpha Street Legal in Congleton. The sleigh's got to be stored all the year. It's not a little thing, it's a big trailer. Congleton Town Council, they store the sleigh for me nice and safe throughout the year. Then we've got to get somebody to tow the sleigh. And we've got a chap called Dave Poole at Poole's Towing and Recovery. He kindly volunteers to tow it every year. He'll provide a van to tow it with. He'll provide the fuel. If he can, he'll provide a driver for us as well. So we're great with that one. We've got all the routes that we have to check. So we're doing 21 nights this year. Monday to Friday, and we doing a every Sunday, and we do one Saturday as well this year because Congleton's growing so massive. Yourself, I know you go around Congleton New Road, and all the houses are shooting up along there. It's absolutely frightening how fast the town's developing. It's a great thing for the town.
I suppose one of the issues, I mean, we've talked about this with a lot of charities, and obviously you've been running this for a number of years now. Obviously, COVID was a bit of a problem, wasn't it?
It was a nightmare, and because of COVID and stuff, we were getting lots of people saying to us, but Middlewich is doing Santa, Crewe's doing Santa, Holmes Chapel's doing Santa. We're not the Round Table. Mm. We're not Lions. We're not Rotary. We're five individuals doing it in his own time, out of the kindness of our hearts. And we've set this up as his own charity. And if there was a legal problem or anything that COVID got spread or such like, it would be us five guys stood there in front of the judge saying, we're sorry. Whereas the Round Table and such like, I've got a massive legal umbrella behind them. Mm. And it's a different sort of setup altogether. Most of us guys have got regular day jobs. A couple of guys that have retired now, and they actually walk every route during the day to see for obstacles, roadworks, check we can turn around, make sure nothing suddenly has happened, that somebody's put a skip in the turning round point. Mm. So there's all this that goes on in the background for the 2 hours each night and 4 hours on a Sunday. It's absolutely frightening how much work goes into there. We've got all the local good causes that we help. This year there's 21 nights, there'll be 21 good causes that we help. All of them apply to us. We then say, yes, that's a good cause. That money's going to the people of Congleton. We don't support the big charities outside of Congleton. It's local people donating to local charities. So as I say, we're an umbrella charity and we coordinate the street collection. We provide Santa himself, he comes from the North Pole to us. We provide the towing vehicle, we provide sweets. We provide a couple of experienced people with it, so they know the situation. And then the local good causes come along, they put on the high-vis vests, get the collection tins, get a bucket of sweets, and we go start knocking on doors and seeing all the kids. It's absolutely fantastic what we do.
I suppose the local charities, I mean, bearing in mind you are focusing on sort of smaller charities, that's got to be a real lifeline for them at this time of year.
It's great, yeah. We've got a waiting list of people wanting to come and help with us. On average, we get sort of £10,000 to distribute to them. Obviously, we have to take out the running costs of everything, but on a sort of a good year, the charities are getting 90% of that money.
Is cost of living an issue this year for you?
It depends. We've got the sweets to buy. Mm. Everything's gone up. On average, the sweet bill alone for the Santa is £1,500. But fortunately, we've got a couple of local businesses. Morrison's in Congleton have donated some sweets. Tesco in Congleton are going to be donating some sweets. Howden's in Congleton have donated me 5 big boxes of Haribo. There's a sandwich shop on Brook Street, number 43, Sandwich Bar. They're donating sweets to me. And if anybody, any of the other businesses around Congleton want to donate sweets, great. Just email me, treats@congletonsanta.org.uk. That'll get to me, and I can liaise with you. It doesn't matter if it's one box or some of the little bags that you get from the supermarket, as long as it's something sensible that the kids will eat.
I imagine that a lot of what you do, I mean, bearing in mind it's 5 guys who've got full-time jobs, it's, you know, you're busy anyway. So a lot of this comes from goodwill from yourselves, but also local traders and businesses in Congleton.
Yeah, we've got a secondary team of volunteers that have been with us for a few years now, including the mayor.
Mm.
And they come and help. It's great. We've just got to crack on and get it done, otherwise Santa won't happen at the end of the day. And we just rely on the generosity of local businesses, as I say. I mentioned the other guys. Dane Housing often donate to us. The council store, the sleigh, Street Legal, check it all out for us. It's just great that everybody pulls together and everybody loves Santa at the end of the day.
Exactly. How heavy is the sleigh?
Oh, I haven't got a clue. It's massive.
It's
about 4 foot wide, 5 foot wide, something like that, by about 15 foot long.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's huge, yeah.
with all the speakers and all the hi-fi, all the sweets, you've got Santa in there.
Yeah.
It's a big unit. And being towed behind a van, you're blind in the van as well.
Yeah, because you can't see with the mirrors, can you?
No, so it's a nightmare. But as I say, if Pools provide the drivers, they're experienced HGV drivers and they're used to bigger vehicles. Yeah. So they're great for us.
Is this a case with this particular charity? Because obviously everything centres around Christmas as far as Santa going out and doing all that. But is it a case that you finish on your last day and you're literally planning the following year?
Oh, yeah. I was liaising with helpers in Congleton in January last year because the trailer board got smashed in manoeuvring.
Mm.
It happens. Mm. Helpers in Congleton kindly donated another trailer board for us, but that was in January. And we're liaising with the collectors, we're planning it, we have meetings to review what went good, what went bad. And that's from January. We have meetings every couple of months throughout the beginning of the year. Then August time, we start every month. And then this November, we've got 3 meetings to ramp up.
Right.
And we've got the light switch on the Friday the 24th. Hopefully, we'll be there with Santa.
Mm.
And then we start on Sunday. And then that's it. We're going, all the routes are on the website, congletonsanta.org.uk. On the website, there's loads of stuff you can do on there. You can see the pictures in the galleries. You can track Santa on the night. So if he's coming down your street, you can watch him come down the street. We've got loads of stuff going on. You can donate on the website. We've got loads of other stuff in the background. You can do PayPal. You can donate by credit card, debit card. We've got Give As You Live. It's a charity thing where you can sort of register your phone. And as you do your household shopping or your online shopping, it tracks it through and it donates to us. There's 6,000 stores there. Mm. It takes 2 minutes to sign up and we get a percentage of all that money. It's absolutely great. People don't realise gift aid. If you tick the box on the website for gift aid, we get 25% free on top of your donation. So if you donated £10 to me, thank you very much. But make sure you tick that gift aid box because we will get £12.50. We've got Facebook set up. You can do your own fundraisers on Facebook. So I know myself at my birthday I did a fundraiser for Santa. We've got eBay set up, so when you sell something on eBay, you can donate between 10 and 100% of the money to us. We'll take cheques if you want, Congleton Christmas Collection. And all the money, as I say, goes into Congleton. We've done loads of great charities, loads of great causes. We help scout groups, football groups. We've helped buy defibrillators for all the schools in Congleton. We help loads of charities.
I know you said you've got a waiting list for local charities and things that would like to take part, but if there's somebody listening now and thinking, my charity could do with a bit of help, what's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Email us info@congletonsanta.org.uk. That'll go straight into the collective group and then that will be put onto the waiting list. If a volunteer or a local individual just thinks, actually, I remember Santa as a child, they're doing really good work, I want to go out and help collect.
Mm.
Again, just email in saying, please, can I come out and help collect? And we'd absolutely jump at the chance. Some groups are short on numbers, some have got absolutely an army out with them. Mm. There's just so much going on and a few of us trying to spread festive cheer. That's what we're trying to do.
Well, you do that. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't, you know, I mean, I think I've seen it when you've been out and about.
Yeah.
People, kids running out of the house, parents, big smiles on the faces. It's just such a magical time, and it's also doing some good.
Yeah, exactly. With since COVID and all that sort of stuff, and Congleton growing so big, we've had to change it slightly. Years ago, Santa went to every single house walking down the street. Nowadays, Santa has to stay on the sleigh so we can visit as many children as possible. You don't have to donate. Santa will still come to your door. He'll still give your kids a treat. I know the cost of living's high. I know people are out of work. I understand that. But Santa will never ask for money. Primarily just trying to get to your house, see your little kids, have a little chat with them, give them a little treat, and share this magic.
Absolutely. Because he needs to know what they want for Christmas.
Of course.
Best ways to ask, isn't it?
Yeah. Send the list in to Santa, obviously. And at the door, just make sure you've been good, and Santa will check you've been good and give you a little treat.